There's no doubt that the Biden administration has put this issue at the top of its priorities in the Middle East. It had made a lot of efforts to try to promote the Abrahamic Accords, and specifically to bring about peace between, or settlement between the Saudi government and the Israeli government. Although there is, you know, there is a question how close they were, but I think there were a lot of efforts, and we've heard that the Saudis were willing to reach an agreement, but as long as Palestinian rights are respected and recognized, and clearly the Saudi crown prince has made it very obvious that there cannot be peace in the Middle East and a settlement of the Arab-Israeli, Palestinian-Israeli conflict unless there is a Palestinian state and a viable Palestinian state. This is also has been is the position adopted by the Arab League, actually, under a Saudi initiative when King Abdullah was the king of Saudi Arabia. So this is not something that is really new. Nevertheless, I think the point that you're making is a very important one, in the sense that what we are seeing now is that this tension, this war that's taking place in Gaza, the unrest in the West Bank and occupied East Jerusalem, and especially if it spreads to the holy places in Jerusalem, is going to make it very, very difficult for other parties in the region, even those that have made already peace with Israel, to continue to adopt their previous positions. We are likely to see that this is going to severely damage, if not destroy, the Pax Americana in the Middle East that previous administration, the Biden administration, as well as the Trump administration, sought to achieve by bringing fulfillment of the Abrahamic Accords to bring peace between the two sides.
But how would the war in Gaza and its human ramification impact the countries that already normalized relations with Israel, especially Morocco, with Moroccan Jews in the population?
Clearly, this is already affecting many of the countries. Even if the government, sometimes some governments do not want to basically change their stands, or they think that there are other ways to bring about settlements and peaceful. Nevertheless, we are seeing public opinion in many of these countries becoming very, very critical of the policies of their own governments and showing a great deal of sympathy and support for the plight of the Palestinian people in light of what's going on in Gaza, where you are seeing daily attacks. You have seen thousands of people dying. Save Our Children organization has warned of the deaths of thousands and thousands of children. And there's a million children, as the organization says, in Gaza, and many thousands of these are likely to die if the current situation continues. So this is extremely dangerous. It's also very dangerous for U.S. policy in the region at a time when you are seeing rising confrontations and tensions between the NATO and Russia in Ukraine, maybe some other areas as well, between China and the and its allies and the United States and its allies. And on top of that, we are seeing the events unfolding in Africa as well as in now in Gaza and in Israel. And this is likely to be or bring about a strategic blow to U.S. interests and U.S. policies.